on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etiquini's mayor says the reopening of Codemore Bridge is just the beginning as the city continues to rebuild after years of flood damage. The bridge in Yellowwood Park, south of Durban, was one of many structures destroyed during the 2022 floods. After a long and challenging construction process delayed by technical issues and further flooding, the first vehicles crossed the new double carriageway earlier this month. Today, Mayor Cyril Xaba officially opened the bridge with a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
There's going to be more that we'll be unveiling because they're at various stages of development. So it excites me that at least we are able to respond. Remember, we had also rains which actually delayed construction. So we knew that some would be impacted by that, but I can tell you they're on course and I really have no fear that they will also deliver not just what we've asked them to do, but quality project.
The mayor also met with residents at the Yellowwood Civic Hall to provide updates on the city's recovery efforts. Mandy Costa, chair of the Montwood Ratepayers Association, says the reopening has brought relief.
Traffic congestion on a daily basis became a huge problem. So with the bridge now being reopened, it's going to relieve that and it's going to connect us back to Seaview, which is a great thing for the community.
The trial in the murder case of Kiernan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Tapelo Motswane will be heard between July and October next year. The five men accused of shooting the rapper and his former manager in Durban 2 years ago appeared briefly in the Durban High Court today. The matter was set down for a pre-trial conference. Natasha Kara is the spokesperson for the National Prosecuting Authority in KZN.
The accused in this matter appeared in the Durban High Court today and the case was remanded to the 19th of June 2026. This is for the parties, that is the states and the defense, to further finalize any pretrial issues that they may need to. In addition, it will allow for a judge that will sit during the trial to be appointed. On the 19th of July, it's envisaged that the judge will certify the matter trial ready. With regards to the trial dates, the trial is expected to start on the 20th of July 2026. And it will sit for 2 sessions.
The court has previously heard that the state intends on calling 45 witnesses to testify in the matter. The accused face 11 charges ranging from murder, attempted murder, unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition. And on the international front, one person has been killed and several others reported missing after a yacht and a cargo ship collided in waters off southern Japan today. The captain of a gravel carrier reported to the Japan Coast Guard that it collided with a yacht close to Hoto Island in Japan's Oyota region. One person was found nearby after reportedly being pulled from the water unconscious. The gravel carrier told the Coast Guard there were several people on the yacht at the time of the incident. An active search is currently underway. Your top story this hour, Etiquini's mayor says the reopening of Codemore Bridge is just the beginning as the city continues to rebuild after years of flood damage. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.